If I wait for just a second more, I know I'll forget what I came here for. My head was so full of things to say, but as I open my lips, all my words slip away.
I love that song. Great song by Yazoo, known as the truncated version Yaz in North America. They were a British synth-pop duo from Essex, consisted of former Depeche Mode member Vince Clarke, the keyboard player, and Alison Moyet, the vocalist. They were together for a total of 18 months and released two albums, Upstairs at Eric's and You and Me Both, and that song that we just heard, Nobody's Diary, was from the second album, You and Me Both. That album was a number one record in the UK, but by the time it came out, the group had broken up, so that was their final record. Andrew Clarke, of course, went on to form Erasure. And that song is a, what you would call a synth-pop song, I guess. And recently, I kind of went down a rabbit hole in terms of synth pop and synth rock music. I happened upon a YouTube page called 80s Forever, and I found some really great music on there that I wasn't familiar with at all. A lot of really good synth pop kind of music. And then I found a couple other blogs, and I just kind of went down a rabbit hole in terms of synth music and synth pop, something I had never explored very in depth before. And as it turns out, with most genres and offshoots like this, there was a lot of stuff released. Lots of groups that had just singles, lots of records on small labels, lots of records on big labels, but there's lots of this stuff out there. And I'm kind of new to it, to a lot of it. But I decided I was going to put together a playlist of the best songs I could find. Some that I was already familiar with, some that are pretty new to me. But I wanted to put together a great playlist of what you might call synth pop or just 80s synth music. Sometimes they call it minimal synth. Sometimes, you know, it's called new wave, post-punk, whatever. But this episode is going to be all songs that are just synth-based songs. And I don't know what your first impression might be of the concept of synth pop. I mean, you just heard that song by Yaz, which I love that song, and I've loved that song for a long time. But I think all the songs in this episode are great. I think this is a great playlist. So check it out. Give it a chance. And let's dive right into it with a band called Visage, which was founded by Midge Ure and Rusty Egan. So this is Midge Ure. He was in Slick and then the Rich Kids. So Slick were kind of a almost bubblegum kind of Bay Street Rollers kind of group. But then he joined Rich Kids. He formed Rich Kids with Glenn Matlock, who had just come out of the Sex Pistols, and they put out a kind of punky album called Ghosts of Princes and Towers, which was produced by Mick Ronson. A lot of people say poorly produced, not the greatest production job, but it's a good record. And then Midge Ure ended up in this group, Visage, and this is before he would go on to join Ultravox. So Midge Ure actually met Rusty Egan in the Rich Kids. And the frontman of this band, Visage, is a guy named Steve Strange. And also in Visage were three members of the band Magazine, which was Howard Devoto's band after the Buzzcocks. So this is kind of a coming together of guys from the Rich Kids and Magazine with Steve Strange as the frontman. And they're going for a new sound here. So the debut album, self-titled by Visage, came out in 1980. And then there was a second album before Midge Ure left the band. So he was in the band for the first two records. The second record is called The Anvil. Came out in 1982. We're going to hear the first song from that record. So this is Visage and The Damned Don't Cry.
To other scenes.
All right, up next is a duo called Fantasia. And the two guys in this band are Ford Elliott and Driss Hodson. And one thing you'll find if you explore synth pop at all, lots of duos. Lots of bands that are just two people. You know, a synth player and a singer, basically. I don't know much about this band. Can't really find any information about this except this record, which is called Pictures in My Mind by Fantasia, came out in 1989. But this is a great song. This is the title track, Fantasia, Pictures in My Mind. Up next is a band from Dallas, Texas, formed in 1984, called T42. Their first album, Chakra, which is spelled S-H-O-C-K-R-A, came out in 1984, and they went on to have a couple more albums. But that record, Chakra, is really good, and this is a great song by T42. It's called Day For You. Fatal Charm were a post-punk band formed in 1978. Their first couple of singles were kind of punky. Then they developed a more pop rock sound. And not all of their songs are synth pop, but some of them are. This record that came out in 1985, their debut full-length album, is called Endangered Species, and it's great. Great album. And this is a great song from that record by Fatal Charm. It's called Sound of the Waves. Twins were a German synth-pop duo. They put out several albums. We're going to hear the title track from their second album, which came out in 1982. This is The Twins, and it's called Modern Lifestyle. Trees was an American one-man band, a guy named Dane Conover from San Diego. He put out one album, self-produced but engineered by Earl Mankey. Came out on MCA in 1982. It's called Sleep Convention. And this is a song from that record by Trees. It's called Shock of the New.
Must be a rage.
Shock, shock, shock,
yeah.
Cloud Nine were a Dutch band. They had an album on Areola Records in 1985 called Waterland, and this is a great song from that album by Cloud Nine. It's called Fractions of a Second. Soho was an English pop trio made up of sisters Jacqueline and Pauline Cuff and a producer named Timothy London. The song we're going to hear is from a compilation from 1985 called Purple Twilight. It's called Hold Me Down. We'll be right back. Up next, we've got another duo called Almost Alone, made up of Matthew Wilson and Simon Chandler. They only put out one single in 1984. We're going to hear the A-side by Almost Alone. This is called Blue City. Next is a band from Denmark called Decode. They had one single, came out in 1986. We're going to hear a song from that single by Decode called Planet of Youth.
Walk with a stranger. danger. Can't you feel this ain't real? You might feel the spaceship's the hut. If you talk like an old man, can't you see what you'll be? You might feel the spaceship's the hut. If you walk with a stranger, can't you feel this ain't real? You might feel the spaceship's the hut. If you talk like an old man, can't you see what you'll be? You might feel the spaceship's the hut.
This next group was a British trio. They had one single released by Creation Records in 1989. The group's called Counterfeit, and the song is called The Good Samaritan.
Yeah.
Up next is an American band. They only had one single, came out in 1983. They're called All Fall Down, and the song is called Arecibo. Up next is a New Zealand band called Car Crash Set. They had one record which came out in 1984, and they also released five singles. We're going to hear the B-side from the very first single by Car Crash Set. This is called Fall From Grace. This next band was a UK band, Sensible Shoes, they were called. They released 3 singles between 84 and 86. We're going to hear the B-side of the second single by Sensible Shoes. This is called No Rain. One to One were a Canadian band. Their debut album, Forward Your Emotions, came out in 1985. It's a pretty good record, very poppy. We're going to hear a song from that album. This is One to One. The song is called Black on White. Up next is another Canadian band called Story Structure. They had one single in 1989. Let's hear it. This is Story Structure. The song's called I Told You. So while studying at University College in London, a guy named Ricky Gervais and another guy named Bill McRae formed a synth-pop duo called Siona Dancing. They recorded a 16-song demo tape, and that demo got them signed by London Records, and they released two singles. The first single, More to Lose, came out in 1983. It only charted in the UK at number 117, and the band actually split up the next year in 1984. Then in 1985, a radio station in the Philippines started playing a song supposedly called Fade by a band called Medium. Turns out the radio station had deliberately changed the name of the artist and the song to prevent anyone else from finding the record and playing it on their radio station. The song they were playing was actually More to Lose by Siona Dancing, and it became a huge hit in the Philippines. So it's one of those weird stories where a random thing becomes just a kind of iconic generational hit in a different country. Then, of course, Ricky Gervais goes on to become very, very famous later on.
Are you having a laugh? Is she having a laugh?
Anyways, let's hear that song. It's not Fade by Medium. It's actually called More to Lose by Siona Dancing.
for me. Now it's over, both of us free. But I feel colder. And now we're moving to new beginnings. But as we move, we look once behind to see what we might find. Our last loves and our thoughts of our nights of winnings. That lunchtime grasp that last wanting minds.
And now to play us out.
What does that mean? To play us out? I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to leave you with a band you've probably heard of called Information Society from Minneapolis, St. Paul, formed in 1982, and they had a huge hit in 1988 with What's On Your Mind. I'm going to play the first single from their second album, Hack, which came out in 1990. This is called Think. By Information Society.
Time.
all go away anytime I want to.
I'll be back.